Appendix B. The Tale of Years. Chronology of the Westlands. The First Age ended with the Great Battle, in which the host of Valinor broke Thangorodrim and overthrew Morgoth. Then, most of the Noldor returned into the Far West and dwelt in Eressia, within sight of Valinor, and many of the Sindar went oversea also. The Second Age ended with the first overthrow of Sauron, servant of Morgoth, and the taking of the One Ring. The Third Age came to its end in the War of the Ring. But the Fourth Age was not held to have begun until Master Elrond departed, and the time was come for the dominion of men and the decline of all other speaking peoples in Middle-earth. In the Fourth Age, the earlier ages were often called the Elder Days, but that name was properly given only to the days before the casting out of Morgoth. The histories of that time are not recorded here. The Second Age. These were the dark years for men of Middle-earth, but the years of the glory of Numenor. Of events in Middle-earth, the records are few and brief, and their dates are often uncertain. In the beginning of this age, many of the High Elves still remained. Most of these dwelt in Lindon, west of the Ered-Luin. But before the building of the Barad-dûr, many of the Sindar passed eastward, and some established realms in the forests far away, where their people were mostly Sylvan Elves. Thranduil, king in the north of Greenwood the Great, was one of these. In Lindon, north of the Lune, dwelt Gil-galad, last heir of the kings of the Noldor, in exile. He was acknowledged as High King of the Elves of the West. In Lindon, south of the Lune, dwelt for a time Celeborn, kinsman of Thingol. His wife was Galadriel, greatest of elven women. She was sister of Finrod Felagund, friend of men, once king of Nargothrond, who gave his life to save Beren, son of Barahir. Later, some of the Noldor went to Eregion, upon the west of the Misty Mountains and near to the west gate of Moria. This they did because they learnt that Mithril had been discovered in Moria. The Noldor were great craftsmen and less unfriendly to the dwarves than the Sindar, but the friendship that grew up between the people of Durin and the elvensmiths of Eregion was the closest that there has ever been between the two races. Celebrimbor was lord of Eregion and the greatest of their craftsmen. He was descended from Feanor. The Third Age. These were the fading years of the Eldar. For long they were at peace, wielding the three rings while Sauron slept, and the One Ring was lost. But they attempted nothing new, living in memory of the past. The dwarves hid themselves in deep places, guarding their hoards, but when evil began to stir again and dragons reappeared, one by one their ancient treasures were plundered, and they became a wandering people. Moria, for long, remained secure, but its numbers dwindled until many of its vast mansions became dark and empty. The wisdom and the lifespan of the Numenoreans also waned, as they became mingled with lesser men. When maybe 1,000 years had passed, and the first shadow had fallen on Greenwood the Great, the Istari, or wizards, appeared in Middle-earth. It was afterwards said that they came out of the Far West and were messengers sent to contest the power of Sauron and to unite all those who had the will to resist him. But they were forbidden to match his power with power, or to seek to dominate elves or men by force and fear. They came, therefore, in the shape of men, though they were never young, and aged only slowly, and they had many powers of mind and hand. They revealed their true names to few, but used such names as were given to them. The two highest of this order, of whom it is said there were five, were called by the Eldar Kurunir, the man of skill, and Mithrandir, the grey pilgrim, but by men in the north, Saruman and Gandalf. Kurunir journeyed often into the east, but dwelt at last in Isengard. Mithrandir was closest in friendship with the Eldar and wandered mostly in the west and never made for himself any lasting abode. Throughout the Third Age, the guardianship of the Three Rings was known only to those who possessed them. But at the end, it became known that they had been held at first by the three greatest of the Eldar, Gil-galad, Galadriel, and Círdan. Gil-galad, before he died, gave his ring to Elrond. Círdan later surrendered his to Mithrandir, for Círdan saw further and deeper than any other in Middle-earth, and he welcomed Mithrandir at the Grey Havens, knowing whence he came and whither he would return. "Take this ring, Master," he said, "for your labors will be heavy, but it will support you in the weariness that you have taken upon yourself. For this is the Ring of Fire, and with it you may rekindle hearts in a world that grows chill. But as for me, my heart is with the sea, and I will dwell by the grey shores until the last ship sails. I will await you." After the fall of the Dark Tower and the passing of Sauron, the shadow was lifted from the hearts of all who opposed him, but fear and despair fell upon his servants and allies. Three times Lorien had been assailed from Dol Guldur, but besides the valour of the elven people of that land, the power that dwelt there was too great for any to overcome, unless Sauron had come there himself. Though grievous harm was done to the fair woods on the borders, the assaults were driven back, and when the shadow passed, Celeborn came forth and led the host of Lorien over Anduin in many boats. They took Dol Guldur, and Galadriel threw down its walls and laid bare its pits, and the forest was cleansed. In the north also there had been war and evil. The realm of Thranduil was invaded, and there was long battle under the trees and great ruin of fire. But in the end, Thranduil had the victory. And on the day of the new year of the elves, Celeborn and Thranduil met in the midst of the forest, and they renamed Mirkwood Erin Laz Galen, the Wood of Green Leaves. Thranduil took all the northern region as far as the mountains that rise in the forest for his realm, and Celeborn took all the southern wood below the narrows and named it East Lorien. All the wide forest between was given to the Beornings and the Woodmen. But after the passing of Galadriel in a few years, Celeborn grew weary of his realm and went to Imladris to dwell with the sons of Elrond. In the Greenwood, the Sylvan Elves remained untroubled, but in Lorien there lingered sadly only a few of its former people, and there was no longer light or song in Caras Galathon. At the same time as the great armies besieged Minas Tirith, a host of the allies of Sauron that had long threatened the borders of King Brand crossed the river Carnin, and Brand was driven back to Dale. There he had the aid of the dwarves of Erebor, and there was a great battle at the mountain's feet. It lasted 3 days, but in the end both King Brand and King Dain Ironfoot were slain, and the Easterlings had the victory. but they could not take the gate, and many, both dwarves and men, took refuge in Erebor, and there withstood a siege. When news came of the great victories in the south, then Sauron's northern army was filled with dismay, and the besieged came forth and routed them, and the remnant fled into the east and troubled Dale no more. Then Bard the Second, Bran's son, became king in Dale, and Thorin the Third Stonehelm, Dain's son, became king under the mountain. They sent their ambassadors to the crowning of King Elessar, and their realms remained ever after, as long as they lasted, in friendship with Gondor. And they were under the crown and protection of the King of the West.